That's all ring. Time for Norman Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. While inspecting the recently acquired Professor Hinkeldorf property, Norman Abner discovered a room full of chemicals, evidently where the old professor had been conducting his experiments. Lum was especially fascinated by the laboratory and proceeded to make a few experiments of his own. The last we heard was a terrific explosion. As we look in on a little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears over at the Jot'em Down store discussing the catastrophe with Abner. Listen.
Oh, I thought he was a goner. Sure, you never heard such an explosion in your life, Grandpa.
Well, I never have found out what it was exploded, Abner.
Well, we ain't neither. We don't know what it was. See, we was over there looking at place over that we bought for the taxes. Used to belong to old Professor Hinkeldorf.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, well, he was an inventor, scientific, I believe Lum says.
Oh, yeah, he was an awful curious sort of a fella, I know that.
Yeah, well, we found a room where he'd done his inventing. All kinds of bottles of different kinds of stuff sitting around on the shelves, and Lum got to vending them. Found this one bottle that had "Don't mix with water," wrote on it. And you know Lum, how curious he is. Nothing would do till he tried it.
He mixed it, huh?
Yeah. I was down at the barn with Cedric when it happened. We heard the explosion, run up to the house. Found Lum stretched out there in the dining room, just as cold as a cucumber.
Well, I do know. Why, so wonder never killed him.
It would have if he hadn't been standing right in the door, blowed him into the next room. Oh, he was terrible handled for an hour or two there as it was. Burned his mustache nearly all, singed his eyebrows, eyelashes clean all.
Well, did he tear up the house much?
No. See, he taken this bottle of stuff back to the kitchen to get some water, and that's where it happened. Blowed the cook stove around toward the cattywampus, knocked the stovepipe down, got set all over the kitchen.
Yeah, maybe that'll learn him not to meddle with things you don't know nothing about.
Oh, he's worse than ever now. He thinks he's a modest scientific.
Thinks he's a what?
Modest. What he calls himself. Says he's a hero because he might not give his life to science.
Well, he done that all right.
But you can holler, "Don't mix with water," at him. He'll try to crawl under something.
Oh, yeah. Rainstorm now, scare him to death.
Well, he thinks it's the water that done it. I believe it was that stuff in the bottle.
Why, sure it was. What was this stuff anyway?
We don't know. All it said on the bottle was, "Don't mix with water." But I don't think that was the name of it. There's lots of other stuff over there that we don't know the name of neither.
Now, I said that was a pretty good buy you made on that place, Abner.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you, there was an automobile out in the barn. We get that, too.
An automobile?
Yes, sir. Some new make I never heard of before. Saxon. Got the name wrote right there on it, S-A-X-O-N.
Well, you did get a bargain.
Yeah, of course, it needs new tires and a little fixing up, Cedric says. Ain't been drove since the professor passed on over 2 years ago.
Well, Lum, you better know all that stuff went with the place.
Well,
out of
it comes Lum now.
Is that Lum?
Yeah, he's wearing them dark glasses. Feels self-unconscious about his eyelashes being singed off.
Yeah, natural, natural. Thinking where he's going with that handshake, though. He ain't leaving town, is he?
I hope not. As much work as we've got to do around here. Trying to get them pens built for the rabbits over there at the new place. And running the store here, too.
Yeah, well, where about there in the rabbits?
Oh, they're over at the place, all right. But we just got them turned loose in the barn.
Well, honey, Lom.
Come in, Lom.
Abner, did you tell Grandpa?
Huh?
You know, what they call me?
Oh, I call him Professor Grandpa.
Professor? You ain't teaching school now, too, are you, Lom?
Scientific is a Professor Grandpa.
Oh, one of them kind. Professor Edwards. Sounds funny.
What's so funny about it?
Well, I'm just so used to calling you Lom, so.
Oh? Yeah, well, you don't have to call me Professor Edwards, Grandpa. I've known you so long, you can just call me Professor Lom.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing you won't invent it today, have you, Grandpa?
No, I reckon not. Why?
Well, I'm in that business now. Think of anything, let me know.
Yeah, I'll give you all my business, Lom, if I have any. Glad that you don't look like a picked goose with that mustache there blowed off.
Well, what you got in the hand?
Now, don't you start on my mustache.
Lom.
I've heard that all day. What?
What you got there in that hand satchel?
Oh, bunch of scientifics.
What?
Oh, different thing. A bunch of that H2Os and HCLs, one thing or another.
I feel like nothing's in here.
Put that down, Abner.
There ain't nothing in it, and you know it.
Well, them fellas down around the barbershop don't know it. Scared the daylight out of that Moe's Moose a while ago.
You did?
I told him this bag was full of H2O, and if he didn't quit joshing me about my mustache being blowed off, I was going to throw it down right there on the floor and blow that whole barbershop off. He hitched up, too.
I reckon he figured you wouldn't have no more sense than to do it after what just happened to you.
Yeah, that's all everybody's talking about. Had folks stop on the street today and talk to me about that. Ain't spoke to me for months.
Well.
Yeah, I reckon I'm sort of a hero.
Well, I don't know why they'd make a hero out of you.
Well, I almost laid down my life for scientifics. What do you want a fella to do, get plum killed?
Well, I mean, you ain't actually invented nothing yet, Lom.
What was that I just done, that explosion?
Was that an invent?
I reckon so. I never done it before. The Edwards explosion, I'm going to call it, I think.
Well, what are you going to do with it, Lom, after you invent it? Professor Lom, I mean. Now that you got it, what are you going to do with it?
I don't know. That ain't for me. I invent them. Let somebody else figure out what they're for.
Well, how does a fella like you go about figuring out what they invent?
I don't know, Grandpa. It's just a gift, I reckon. My mind's just going a mile a minute all the time, figuring out stuff. Like right now. I was just looking up there on them shelves. I'm a good mind to take home a can of them peaches and a can of them tomatoes tonight and just mix them up together. See what I invent.
Well, I don't see how that'd help any.
Yeah, I might come out with a new vegetable. Professor Edwards' famous peach maters. toe peaches, could call it.
Yeah.
That'd work out all right if the thing never exploded on me.
Oh, well, that wouldn't explode. Mixing tomatoes and peaches together.
You can't tell. I never thought just mixing a little water with something would hurt anything either till I tried it. I found out you got to be careful with this mixing stuff together.
Yeah, but the first thing you better invent is a way to invent without getting close to it.
That ain't a bad idea. I'll study about that, too.
Well, can't you invent without mixing stuff together?
Oh, yeah, I could, I reckon. Only thing, all them kind of invents has already been studied up. I can think of a lot of things that'd be good, but somebody else done thought of them. Airplanes. Radios, and electric lights, and trains, and automobiles.
Yeah, they already got them.
I would have been born about 200 years ago.
Oh, well, you'd be too old to invent.
I mean, inventing back in them days, though, was a cinch.
Huh?
Nothing had been thought up yet. Take them Isaacs, for instance.
Isaacs?
Yeah, Isaac Watts, or Thomas Watts, or whatever his name was, invented the steam engine. Isaac Walton invented fishing. Isaac Newton. Now, granted, I'm a good mind to change my name to Sir Isaac Edwards. Them Isaacs is lucky.
Well, what did that there fella that Isaac Newton's invent?
He's the fella that studied the law of gravity. invented apples falling off the trees to the ground.
Well, where'd they fall before that?
I don't know, but he's the one that started it.
Huh?
Law of gravity, you hear to that. That's why all apples fall down on the ground.
They had to pass that law to make them do it, huh?
Of course not, goodness.
That looks silly, putting an apple in jail just for falling the wrong way.
If I could invent something that'd fall up, I'd have something, you know.
Well, that way you'd have to carry a basket of apples upside down.
Yeah. Have everything fall up, instead of down, if I could do it. Turn it loose and have it go right straight up in the air.
Well, a balloon will do that now.
Balloon? That's right, ain't it? The dead blame this ain't even beat me to that. How about sideways?
That's open, I think.
All right, Granny's men, that's it. Right there, that's it. Be quiet, let me concentrate.
Well, I hope you don't invent it. Them apples come buzzing out the side of a tree, and hogs of mine would run themselves to death trying to fall until they hit the ground.
Be quiet, Abner. I can't invent you sitting there jabbering. Granny, if I could figure that falling sideways business out, I'm a success. Her eyes are jittered.
Well, I reckon I've heard everything now.
Where are you going, Grandpa?
I'm getting out of here while I'm still in my right mind. And if I was you, Sir Isaac Eddard, I'd go over home and get some rest. Now, I don't believe that jar from the explosion helped you none. Apples falling out of trees sideways. Dad blames I don't believe he lost his reach.